on the air.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, our last show for the year, 2018, and boy, I tell you what, I'm ready for this year to be over with, outside of my great-grandson, Oliver. That was the only big blessing I saw this year. Well, I guess
a good thing, right?
Yeah, it was a good thing. And but anyway, this is the first year I think Joe and I have been able to be on the air right after, right before Christmas, and right before New Year's, because
usually we do a best of.
Yeah, we won't even talk to you till next year. Now
I know it. I won't be able to talk to a lot of people next year. And but anyway,
Live in studio today, Mr. Jeff Altman, Mr. Rick Hale, and myself. We're waiting on Captain Don Taylor to show up.
Mr. Joe Dion.
I have no clue where he is, but I'm assuming he's on his way.
Well, you know what that word means, assume.
On his way or assume?
No, assume. Mm-mm. Okay. Well, guys, we want to thank you for your support for over the year. This year, and it's been a great year. Fishing's been up and down like a roller coaster, but we finally hit a good time here in the last month or so where the trout have really turned on. A lot of people were scared that the sheephead had headed back out to sea, but still in the last couple of days I've seen some nice catches of the sheephead. And I haven't seen a whole bunch of bigger ones, but a couple of nice ones.
That's a fiddler shortage too, isn't it?
I'll tell you.
Are you getting them back in now?
No. We
still don't have any?
Nobody still has any.
Okay, that's the reason. Big deal.
I'll tell you what, though. The crab knuckles, they be catching some nice sheephead on those. And
tell people that. You don't catch no sheephead on crabs.
Crab knuckles, not crabs.
Yeah.
Crab knuckles.
Crab knuckles.
Yeah, put the crab in for that nice size redfish.
Yep.
So, yeah, on that. So, yeah, you can take one part of the crab, catch redfish, take the other part of the crab, and catch some nice, nice sheephead. But
doesn't it take the whole crab to catch redfish?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I've caught a lot of redfish on just the body of the crab, not with the legs and everything.
Yeah.
Now, I have learned the smaller whole crabs catch a little bit nicer sized redfish.
They will.
Yep, they will. And so, anyway, the fishing this morning, I saw Chip Davis was out, and he had some nice catches down in the valley.
Yeah, so what's new? Chip's not going to go out and not catch some trout.
Nice day for him out there.
Yeah, it looked good out in the valley this morning. I saw Leon launching out.
Yeah, dark 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so... The wind's been blowing a little bit, but evidently the bite has maintained, been staying around. The pontoon boat that Kiss Old Charlie's truck, it was parked underneath the
poor Charlie
Beach Boulevard Bridge, and catching some nice sheephead over there. And but he caught.
He better bring Charlie a couple.
Yeah, he better. That's for sure. And so, guys, it's been a pretty good week of Christmas week of fishing. Of course, the beautiful day of the whole week was Christmas Day, and no wind to speak of, and just a beautiful day. Just a beautiful day.
I hadn't even had time to get out in the last week. This weekend, though, different story. I'm going to get out.
Well, my boat will be finished next week. At least it'll be fishable. I don't know if it'll be finished or not, but it'll be fishable, and...
That's finished, isn't it?
That's close
finished enough.
Me. Finished enough. And I'm looking to start fishing some of the tournaments. And, on the offshore club, they've got two divisions now, Captain of the Year divisions, one for inshore and one for offshore. Trina Pokey's doing a great job with a good board over there. And
Trina, if you're listening, poke me before the next meeting. Let me know when it is.
I'll send you.
Send me something.
I got two emails from him in the last couple of days. One talking about the tournaments, and the next tournament I think is a river tournament. And what I got to get clarified, like you're talking about, I got to get clarified. Does a river mean the river? In other words, Sisters Creek and Pablo Creek, are they allowed? Are they part of it?
Yeah. It's an inshore, I'm sure.
No, it says the river.
The river?
The river. And so Pablo Creek and Sisters Creek is technically the intercoastal, not the river.
Well, you can go the river all the way down Buckman and way down that way.
In downtown.
And there is fish.
Yep. And so we got to see if it's the river.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. What, I think almost 80, or it's going to hit 80 or something?
I'm hoping it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And a beautiful Monday.
We got some rain moving in tonight, and, it looks like it's trying to break up, the big line moving in.
Well, that's a good thing there.
It's just around Pensacola, Tallahassee area now, so should be here at 5:30, 6 o'clock or so, and then rain through the night, maybe a few scattered tomorrow, and we've got tides averaging anywhere from 9:30 at a low tide at the jetties. And then you've got roughly low tide all the way up to Ortega. It's probably going to be around 11 o'clock or so around the Ortega area. So that early morning low should be ideal tomorrow.
Well, this is the Gone Fishing Show, the last show for 2018. We are live. And if you would like to call us, what's the number, Joe?
904-296-2692. 296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. The website is GoneFishingShow.com. There is no G in the word fishing. All one word, GoneFishingShow.com. Go by there and check it out. You can get your app set up for your phone there. Listen to us live streaming. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the Microwave Guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
You've been wanting a reputable
Mobile Trolling Motor Shop in the Beaches area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Well, people, right now, the bait situation, with the exception of fiddlers, is in good shape. We've got plenty of shrimp. The shrimp are holding up really good for this time of year. They're
nice
size.
They come from the West Coast?
No, we're still got local shrimp.
Local shrimp.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great. And then the mud minnow situation is a lot better now. We got plenty of them. You know, in the summertime, what happened, and it was about a three-month period, maybe 3.5 months, it gets so hot, the mud minnows, first of all, don't eat us like they do in the wintertime. Like, basically like us, you know, we get real hot. We don't care about eating as much. And the cold
days. Speak for yourself.
Well, I'll tell you what. Cold days, I'll eat twice as much. And then they get into traps. If they go into traps in the summertime, too many of them, then they'll start all dying. So yeah. The mud minnow trapper, he has a really rough time during the hot months of the year. So we went through a pretty rough time. This year, the shrimp didn't do well in the summertime, and there's a disease that's called, you know, kind of like black lung or black gill disease. The shrimp go down in the mud, and they inhale that muck and everything, and the gills get all covered
that
up.
That good old St. John's River water?
Yep, on that. So it was a tough year this year as far as bait goes, and a lot of times I would take, and I'm sure everybody else did, you'd take about $300-$400, just throw it in the wind, because you'd pay the shrimp for the shrimp, and the shrimp would all die before you could
sell.
Tell
you what, give me $300-$400, and I'll just bring you a bucket of dead shrimp. We'll trade out.
Trade out?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing already.
So, well, at least keep it, you know.
Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family.
Well, the shrimp been doing good the last couple of months, as far as I know. They've been doing real well.
Really good. Real good. And
didn't hear much on people catching a lot of shrimp this year, though.
I didn't hear a thing.
You see a lot of posts about shrimp.
And I didn't even have a request for shrimp meal this year. I didn't buy any. Didn't have no requests.
That was probably a good thing.
A good thing, right.
I'm sure that. Ace Hardware's still sitting on a stockpile then.
And, well, he have a bunch of it down there?
They always do.
They do? Okay.
All of the stores, everyone around town that I've seen.
I'm sure that one on State Road 13 way out there. Is it Hagen's?
Yeah, I think that's a Hagen.
Yeah.
Hagen Outdoor?
Where I got my kayak at, yeah.
It's gone. Yeah, that's another thing. I think kayak sales are way down. I know I'm way down this month. And
from what you told me this morning about last Christmas compared to this one.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, they were flying off the shelf last year.
Yeah. A lot of people got last year's and the year before last models online for sale, either moving up or going to a boat. I still don't understand why people don't keep a kayak and get a boat. Why, you know?
Yeah, because, why get rid of it?
Because
I don't use mine very often anymore. But you know, I'm not going to get rid of them.
Sometimes it's kind of still fun to go out it. Well, not for me anymore. Too much with my hip. But yeah, it's still a lot of fun to go out into kayaks.
Sure, get out there and get into some skinny water and back in the creeks, places you're not getting the boat to.
Right. And I know that El Cheapo, I think, is still having the kayak division, I'm pretty sure.
Hope so. I'm trying to get first in that and Big Fish this year.
So they usually have a kayak division. And really the only two kayak-only tournaments I am aware of that's left is the Tony Hart's, what's the name of his?
You know, and the Extreme Challenge.
Extreme, yeah.
And I haven't heard anything. Tony hadn't been posting anything that I've seen, but I mean, this, I think after the first of the year, we'll start seeing some stuff.
And then, the Netty is the other one.
Yeah, the Netty. There's a little one up in St. Mary's that they do. And,
kayak only?
Yeah. And then you've got the IFAs that, you know.
Yeah, they got kayak division on Sundays.
Yep.
Boat on Saturday, you know, kayak on Sunday. So you can actually fish both divisions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a few guys that do that. Derek Engel's one of them. Uh-huh. But, yeah, there's not as many tournaments as we used to have a few years ago.
Yeah. Then I'm seeing a lot of posts and a lot of questions on new people moving into the area asking about surf fishing. This time of year, guys, some of the biggest whiting you'll catch can be in this time of year.
That was my granddad's favorite fish to eat.
Now, I don't like the big ones. I don't like the big ones, but the small ones are really tasty.
Black drum, too. Yeah. Black drum as well.
Yep. Yeah, black drums in the surf.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
getting reds in the surf. They're getting trout in the surf.
Getting trout.
Just a limited window, though. You only get a few hours in the mornings, a few hours in the evening.
Just got to call Spencer to get in the times.
Well, no. I mean, it's usually daybreak till, 7:30-ish?
Now, I've seen the whiting during this time of year, with the exception it's going to be 80 degrees tomorrow. And so this is not normal. But when it's chilly weather, I've seen the whiting bite all day long, more depending on the tide, the last of the incoming and the outgoing tide, you would see them. And then at dead low, they would kind of turn off at that time. But I used to have a guy named Bill Kennedy and Robert Ward. We would take about, this was the good old days, you know, we'd take about four rods each and climb over the sand dunes, park on the side of A1A, which you can't do anymore, and catch a lot of fish down there in South Ponte Vedra and Ponte Vedra proper.
Now, back in the day when you used to come back and your window was busted out.
No, right? That's before all the thieves.
Before
they had windows on the cars.
That's right.
Hey.
Still had the crank on the front of it.
The parking lots down there, the designated parking areas where the windows do get busted, do they get a lot of fish down in that area?
Yes, it's good fishing down there, but
this just such a long hike.
It's a long hike, but you're
dragging all your stuff,
right?
Like that coquina.
Well, the main thing is you got to go up the stairs, and then there's stairs.
Yeah,
it's not smooth.
Yeah, they need a ramp.
You're pulling a fishing cart
up the stairs,
and then down the stairs.
Well, where was the place that we used to go to by the restaurant? Where they had stairs, but there was also a path on the left side you could pull your cart down.
Tabletops used to have
little tabletops, too, yeah.
And then on down.
Picnic tables, rather. Yeah.
The picnic area, and then on down to, I forgot the name of the restaurant, right down to where Mike's Place Road is at.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a parking lot on the beach side, and you used to be able to just go down. Matter of fact, that's where and the Osprey followed you all the way down that day.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Let's hear that story.
Well, Joe holds the record for Ospreys caught at the Jacksonville Beach Pier.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
He does.
they probably don't like him.
You got to stay awake when you got a king rig out, man. You can't go back in your chair and fall asleep, wait for the bzzz.
Don't believe that.
That was so much fun.
So we're down here, all of us surf fishing, and Joe, of course, is the last one to show up. And then no birds in the sky. We're all out there catching fish and so on. So he throws out, and I swear to you, there comes an osprey. Could not believe it. And
start circling me.
One of Joe's buddies.
God. So.
Yep.
But right now, the surf fishing is doing good. Guys, mostly the most popular bait is sand fleas, and you can go on to Spencer Brogdon's webpage, or I forgot which one he posts on all the time, but you can see what the sand fleas are. Somebody did a great demonstration how to hook a sand flea and use it. So that was really good. But then if you're just, if you're not a sand flea digging type guy, you just want to go to...
Can you dig any right now?
I'm still seeing them.
Are they down?
No, I'm seeing them still.
Yeah, we haven't had a We still haven't had an actual freeze yet, have we?
Uh-uh. No, I think the lowest has been 39 at the beach. I think it's still maybe around 40 the lowest has been.
Yeah, I think beach. It's got down to the 30s once or twice.
Yeah, in town.
Yeah.
Just dead shrimp, people. Don't put the whole piece of shrimp on. Dip
little
your hook
piece
with
of
it.
Shrimp.
Little piece of shrimp. And the whiting, pompano will hit that. And
black drum will hit it.
Black drum will. And I haven't caught too many trout with it, but every now and then I guess you could catch a trout with it.
A lot of people have issues with, you know, color of your beads or your pills. I guess you call them pompano pills. You know, you have what, green and yellow. You have two or three different.
Multicolor.
Yeah, yeah.
Green and yellow.
But usually the green and yellow is, I think, the most widely used for the pompano pills itself.
Okay, we're getting ready to take a break. Jay, what's the telephone number?
We got a number for you, 904-296-2692, listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on sunny 102.3 FM. We have a website. It's called GoneFishingShow.com. We have live streaming on that site. We can also provide you with the app to put on your phone to where you can listen to the show anywhere at any time. And we have, what else we got on there? We got some photos, too. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back. Hold tight.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family. holiday season is busy, so let Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at the original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. Check out the new Sidewinder fries. Special discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. The original Tunis Restaurant, open 7 days a week on Facebook at ZBest The Original.
Find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty has multiple 3 to 4 bedroom homes available for rent in the Intercoastal area, many with community pools. A beautiful new 4 bedroom in Buccaneer Point, 4 bedroom with 3-car garage in Windsor Chase, 3 bedroom with 2nd floor bonus room in Johns Creek. Rent a 3,100 square foot gorgeous 4 bedroom in Old Mill Creek between Town Center and Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or HFR.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, you guys, also, I have an article in this month's Fishing Connection on the front page.
Which goes out today.
Which will hit the street today. And you're going to have to start, you may have to start being very aware of the types of sharks you're catching. Now, Jeff, you got a paper in your hand there. You see where it says about the FWC shark regulations?
I certainly do.
Okay. Well, you want to go ahead and read some of that real quick?
All right. It says, this is a media release from the FWC concerning new proposed rules adopted at its December meeting in St. Augustine. They approved a draft which changes and will increase survival of released sharks, improve information gathering of fisheries, and address some of the public concerns related to the fishery. The draft rules will be brought back before the commission for final approval in February.
Yeah, so guys, in February, and I believe it will be in St. Augustine, there'll be another meeting on this proposal. And I'm going to have Jeff point out a couple more things real quick. One thing is they're going to require you to have another license. Now, you could be walking around with two licenses, or you can – one way or the other, you're going to be walking around with two licenses, yeah, especially on the beach. You could have two free ones, which is your bank license and your shark license permit.
Yep. Okay. They're going to create a mandatory.
Let me stop you
real
quick. Question.
Uh-huh.
Due to my age now, am I required to have any license whatsoever?
Okay. I haven't bought a license since age 65.
Okay.
I'm 70, going to be
so 71. That all my fishing is basically taken care of.
You know what, though? You want to hear something funny, Joe? I don't think I've been stopped since I've been 65 and had my license checked.
Yeah, what do they want to check you for?
I know. I mean, most of the Marine Patrol guys know me from owning the big tackle store. But when I'm on the boat, they don't know who I am until they get up, you know, close to me.
Yep.
Or I definitely don't know who they are because I can't see that far. But been kind of strange. I have not been checked. But, yes, it's my understanding that once you hit 65, you just pull them out. You have to be a state resident now.
Right, right.
Got to be a state resident. You just pull out your driver's license and hand it to them.
Okay.
So they don't give you like a lifetime card or something?
No, a lifetime card you got to buy.
Well, no, I mean for like somebody over 65.
Your driver's license
is your ID.
That's your ID.
Okay.
And you can get a state ID also. Never mind.
No.
Go ahead. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can get a state ID without a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you don't drive.
But if you have a driver's license, you can't have the state ID.
You don't need it. You don't need it.
Yeah. You can't have two forms of ID.
I do.
Issued by the state.
I have my driver's license and I have my other permit.
Yeah, that's a concealed weapons permit.
Right.
CCW.
Let's get back to the fishing.
So they are creating a mandatory no-cost annual shore-based shark fishing permit.
Right.
So, you know, if you just happen to catch a shark and the man's standing there and you don't have that.
That's right. They're going to talk. Okay.
Hey, I wasn't trying to catch that shark.
Okay, but read on down now what they're going to do.
Prohibit chumming when fishing for any species from the beach. I guess that's to, I mean, who chums at the beach?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, a lot of guys get people in kayaks, or they take a kayak with them, and they'll take some chum out there and chum it up a little bit.
I mean, I remember when we used to shark fish, we would do stuff like that.
That's what they're talking
about.
That's
what they're talking about. That's what they're specifically about.
How many guys are out there on the beach now shark fishing?
More than there's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, back in the day, we used to drive down to Ponte Vedra, Access 5, and put in and drive like 2.9 miles up the beach and shark fish, you know?
Some of the best shark fishing right now is Nassau Sound right there on the point.
Yep. Let me see. What else are they going to do? They're going to they're prohibiting delaying the release of prohibited shark species when fishing from the shore.
Okay, so they're going to have... You're going to have to recognize what kind of shark you got.
Whether you got a sandbar, you got a tiger, or a lemon shark, or a great white.
Because there, if you read that again, you'll see that there's certain species that are going to be considered endangered and cannot come out of the water. I don't know.
Well, here you go. Yeah, required prohibited species remain in the water when fishing from the shore and from a vessel.
And from a vessel.
Just like a tarpon.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. So if you're out tarpon fishing.
You catch a shark.
You get a shark, you can't bring him on the boat.
If he's one of the species.
Right, one of the prohibited species.
So people are going to have to know which species is prohibited species.
They're also going to make you use circle hooks using non-offset, non-stainless steel circle hooks.
Right, which... I understand that, and I support it. I don't like it because I don't like using circle hooks, but that's just a personal preference. I'm not catching fish just to eat. I'm catching it for the sport of it, and setting the hook or giving the fish a chance to get away, I think is part of the sport. Okay.
Sure.
But once that fish hook bites into a circle hook, 9 out of 10 times that hook's going to rotate right into the side of the mouth, and he's hooked, and you don't do anything except start reeling.
Reel it in.
Reel it in. And that to me is, I think, again, part of the fun is
great,
setting.
Great for the kids.
So they're requiring you to have in possession the use of a device capable of quickly cutting the leader of the hook.
Right. So you're supposed to have on your your person something.
A knife or some pliers.
Yeah, it's got to be pliers or wire cutters.
Oh, no, I don't think you're allowed to. If you read, I didn't include everything in this article. But I don't think you can use, you can't use wire anymore because it cannot be cut by a knife. It cannot be cut easily to release. The whole purpose is that you got to be able to release that shark quickly.
Well, I mean, if you're carrying a pair of wire cutters, I mean, why wouldn't you be able to use wire?
That's not how I interpret it, but you might be 100% correct. 'Cause,
I mean, if you're carrying the proper device... Because they're just saying require the possession, use of a device capable of quickly cutting the leader.
That doesn't specify what leader, wire leader, mono leader. It doesn't say.
I mean, back when we used to shark fish, we used to use
big old steel
leader. Big old steel leader with
last year,
you know, had plastic on it. And
last year, I sold a ton of those type leaders, and.
People are going to be carrying bolt cutters with them.
They would have to be carrying bolt cutters with them to release that shark. But another thing is that the circle hook has to be non-stainless steel. So if you're not out there fishing with a circle hook, in other words, you're out there fishing with a J-hook or a wide bin or anything else, and you catch a shark and bring it to the beach, I mean, are you going to get in trouble because that shark jumped on the wrong type of hook?
Well, it says here they're going to require anglers to be able to recognize the type of shark they have on the line because bringing in the wrong shark out of the water could cost you a lot of money.
Yeah. So that was my throw-in part there myself, because if you bring in the wrong shark and you don't recognize what type it is.
Then they're going to have the hook police.
And they're going to have the hook police, so they're going to have the...
the shark police.
So it's now I'm going to tell you what, and once again, the fishing the anglers have brought this on themselves to a point, and it's usually never the guy that fishes all the time and it's part of his life and everything else. But down in St. John's County, when we used to go down there, I was talking about, you know, doing our surf fishing, guys would catch sharks and just throw them on the beach and let them die. And yep. And there used to be sometimes 4, 5, 6 sharks around a person when he packed up his bags and left. And they would just throw them there to die and left on the beach.
They do the same thing with catfish, too.
Same thing with catfish. And if anybody's ever stepped on one of those suckers, yep. Man, that is one horrible infection.
Yeah, I stepped on one when I was a little kid that yeah. some angler left on the beach.
And so, once again, the anglers brought it on themselves, and they have, you know, just killing fish for no good reason and killing a certain species for no good reason.
Well, I received a phone call early this morning from John Nooney, and he's informing us, and I posted this on Gone Fishing Show Facebook page as well as Fishing Connection, that the Jacksonville Waterways Commissioner is having a public meeting. They're going to be assigning task assignments. It's at January 7th at 2 o'clock, City Hall, Suite 425. Guys, y'all need to pay attention to this because they're going to start bringing in some new officials, and they're going to start coming up with rules and regulations on boat ramps, boating, fishing, everything else. And if you're not involved with this and you don't pay attention to it, they're going to come out with a law overnight. When you wake up, it's going to be changed. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back. 296-2692. We'll get into some more of this in a minute.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. No matter matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to JacksBargainCabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Guys, on our front page, you also will see probably one of the things that I really support in conservation, and it's getting rid of the plastic. We have two major companies. One, Costa, which is Dave Workman over at Strike Zone. He's a big Costa dealer, and they're joining, or I should say, I think Yamaha now is getting into it. Brett Cannon is a major, one of our sponsors, major seller of Yamaha engines. Those two are going together to help fight all the plastic debris that's all over the ocean bottom. If you go online and look at some of the movies, and
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And what's happening to our ocean and what's happening to our rivers and everything else. You need to start leaving your plastic at home. And it's probably the first time I've ever agreed with anything going on in California, but I really don't support plastic straws anymore because, guys, they don't ever break down. And
look at the balloon releases that people do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I understand they're doing it as a tribute to someone that's passed and things like that, but let's find another way of doing that, because those balloons and Mylar balloons and things like that, they float up into the sky. They're going to come down somewhere. And when they come down in the oceans, you've got, you know, seabirds that are eating them. It looks like a jellyfish to them, or whales eating them. I just watched a documentary, and it was on Midway Island.
Yeah, wasn't that interesting?
Oh, my God. It was very interesting, but also sickening.
Sickening.
How about the show that was on yesterday, and I watched Naked and Afraid? They were on an island in Mexico, right off the coast of Mexico. They had walked from the inland part where they were dropped off, and they went to the beach. When her and her partner arrived on the beach, the trash, the plastics, the trash that was all up and down this beach was ungodly. And they said that apparently there is dumping that is done in the ocean.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it all gets washed up on the shore and everything. But it didn't look like a nice, beautiful, pristine island. It just looked like trash.
Yeah.
There's a federal program that's getting ready to start in Yamaha and Costa. Sunglasses are joining in the effort to start a campaign to clean up these beaches and all the trash that we as people have put on our shores and in our ocean, killing our wildlife. And again, like I said, it's probably the first time I've ever actually agreed with anything coming out of the state
Rick's
of California.
Rick's leaning left.
Huh?
Rick's leaning left.
Oh, I know it. But
the world coming to.
I know. Too much plastic, and you know, It doesn't take a whole bunch of time to pick up your trash, put it in the trash can. But Donnie Leeper was taking his kayak out, and there was a place that actually isn't really private property, or it's...
it was one of the launches down in St. Augustine.
It was actually a public launch. Okay. And the trash was unbelievable, the pictures that Donnie had taken down there. And him and some other people got together and went and cleaned up that park area and that launch area. It's really sad, real, real sad to see all the trash. On Hexer Drive, of course, now I've never been a big-time kayak fisherman. I've only fished maybe 7, 8, 10 times in a kayak. But evidently in Hexer Drive, there's one place that got shut down that's close to Brown's or across the street from Brown's.
Oh, yeah. You go over the bridge at Brown's, and right on the right, there's a place everybody used to launch and park there. Uh-huh. It's now packed with no parking signs.
Because of all the trash.
They'll tow you away, and yeah.
And I think one of the neighbors complained quite a bit about it, or...
I think the person that actually owns the property got ticked off at, you know, all the trash that was getting dumped there. You know, don't clean your car out there. There's a gate station down the road. Go there and, you know, go to the car wash. Dump your trash somewhere in a garbage can where it's supposed to be, not out on the ground.
Yeah. So that's going to be another thing that might be facing us in the Florida beaches area, is they will maybe start doing the plastic patrol next, also along with the shark patrol.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, I'm out in the boat or out in the kayak, whatever, and I've picked up plastic bags, garbage bags. I've picked up all kinds of stuff out of the river.
Craig Van Brocklin, I think, won a prize for how many 5-gallon buckets of trash that he picked up.
He picked up 100 buckets, 200 buckets?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was a lot. And that was through the CCA and the Star Redfish Tournament.
Right.
And he won a paddle board.
That's great.
Yeah, he won a really nice prize. But he was picking up garbage virtually every day. That he'd go out, he'd pick up several 5-gallon buckets of garbage.
Our sympathy goes out to the Van Brocklin family for their loss yesterday, and Craig has always been a major supporter and of the fishing community. He's been a great writer for the Fishing Connection, and he's always been one of the best.
Craig's a great guy, right, all around.
One of the best people.
Even if he wasn't my cousin, I'd say that, but, you know.
Yeah, he's been one of the best people that we've had on the radio show. Yeah. Knows a lot. But anyway, our sympathy goes out to you, Craig.
Yeah, his stepdad that passed.
Right.
Yep.
And, hey, you don't have to be their natural-born parents to love them like a kid. So anyway, all right, Craig, we're thinking about you, buddy. All right, Joe, what you got over there?
Well, like I started before the break, I'd gotten a call from John this morning to inform me
about that.
Yeah, to inform me about this meeting that's coming up on the 7th, and I think John said he was listening. If you could maybe give us a shout, give us a little more detail on this, John. But my understanding was, I guess there's going to be some new elections and all for the boards and committees, and this is going to affect your boat ramps, your boat launchings, fishing regulations, rules, and you know, it's going to be put together in the middle of the night while you're asleep, and then when you wake up and you go out one day, he's going to pull up to you and he's going to say, hey, you know, that's the rules. Well, I didn't know nothing about it. Well, because you weren't paying attention to what's going on.
Well, it's that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Then they know that people, because they can tell by the meetings, when they have these meetings, no one ever shows up. The public never shows to these meetings.
Well, the meetings are held during the work day.
And that's
hours,
why they do this.
Where most
people are at work, or, you know, they have them at an hour where you just got off work. You got to go home, get your family things done. And, you know, you don't have time to, you know, a handful of people actually have the opportunity to go and get involved with these meetings. But majority of people just don't.
So they just take advantage of it is what they're doing, you know. And that's your city councils and your committees, and they make the rules overnight, and you never know about it till the man writes up with his ticket book.
Well, you know, the city council, you can get rid of at the next election a person.
Mm-hmm.
But when these committees are appointed,
right,
they don't care because they're not elected. They are appointed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can do something that maybe the public in general doesn't approve because they're not running for election.
Right,
know?
Right.
So it's, to me, committees are usually
more
dangerous,
yeah,
than the city council is.
Absolutely.
Telephone number, Joe.
904-296-2692. 296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Website, GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by. We're going to take a 2-song break, and we'll be back shortly. Hold tight.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry,